Tomorrow is the biggest race of the season at Santa Anita Park in Arcadia. The Santa Anita Derby is an important qualifier for the Kentucky Derby, and there's a $1 million purse. The horse race will be run in spite of a call by U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein to shut down Santa Anita Park after a spate of horses have died on the track. Reporter Ben Bergman was there yesterday.
The races go on, but all anyone is talking about here in the parking lot, the press box next to the track, is what happens if another horse dies. Last weekend, a 5-year-old gelding fell and collided with another horse and had to be euthanized. He was the 23rd horse to die at Santa Anita since December.
He's crazy. I mean, I don't know what the deal is.
Billy Wheeler has been watching horse racing for 70 years.
I've never seen anything like this. I've seen, one or two horses break a leg.
Though fans are baffled by the death, they don't agree with Feinstein the track should be closed. Charlie Thompson has been coming here for more than 4 decades.
Is he worried about horses? Oh, my.
Thompson says deaths are part of the sport.
Professional sports is dangerous, competitive, take all, game.
And that's why he says he loves horse racing.
That's what they're doing. They're pushing it and going as fast as possible. I don't even want them to change anything.
Animal rights activists disagree. PETA's Kathy Guillermo says this spate of deaths should serve as a wake-up call to regulators.
The track needs to close. It needs to close until they put in measures that will save the horses from this kind of broken bones and death.
Officials from Santa Anita declined to be interviewed, but in a statement, they said they're committed to modernizing their sport in a way that prioritizes the welfare and safety of horses. Meanwhile, the California Horse Racing Board has scheduled a special meeting a week from today to discuss possible rule changes. For the California Report, I'm Ben Bergman at the Santa Anita Racetrack.